Dozens of people from the Osseo Fairchild District spoke for or against the team nickname the Chieftains. State education officials will eventually decide whether or not the mascot discriminates against Native Americans, according to a law passed by the legislature this year. The Osseo Fairchild District has used the Chieftains nickname since 1968. It's now the first subjected to the law, and the hearing's outcome may set the stage for future complaints against other mascots. Ed Dombrowski is the interim superintendent of schools at Osseo Fairchild. He says community members are divided over the issue.
For me to speak on behalf of them would be very difficult because I'd have to speak out of two sides of my mouth right now. So I would say that I think they're patiently waiting to see what the Department of Public Instruction has to say. So if the Department of Public Instruction makes a ruling that determines that, yes, we are using race-based logos and we may have to change those, then we start a kind of a new chapter in the school district's life.
The Osseo Fairchild District could be fined up to $1,000 for every day it keeps using the Chieftains if the state rules that it's offensive and discriminatory. Patricia Marquin Norby is part Native American and has three children enrolled in the district. She says her children's racial identity has been challenged since the family came out against the Chieftain mascot.
It's been just an ongoing, regular form of harassment, constant questioning about who they are and why don't they support using the logo.
The state will accept written arguments until July 7th before making its final decision in August. Kurt Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.